Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this evening is a gospel reading from St. Luke, the 11th chapter, verses. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John also taught his disciples. He said to them, "Whenever you pray, say, 'Father, your name be honored as holy. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not bring us into temptation.'" He also said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I don't have anything to offer him.' Then he will answer from inside and say, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I have gone to bed. I can't get up to give you anything.' I tell you, even though he won't get up and give him anything because he is your friend, yet because of his friend's shameless boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" These are the words of the Lord, and so we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer is a funny thing. I mean, odd, not laughable. Although, to hear some of my prayers when put on the spot, and yours. No, but it's an odd thing that it should. And for so many have such a hard time with prayer. What is it? And how to do it, etc. Yet it seems that so many have the answers to the way to pray, effective prayer, mastering the art of prayer, praying right so that God answers you, hundreds of books all about prayer. And all at the same time, few go to the source. Few do what the disciples of Jesus did. Now Jesus was praying, verse 1, in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Few go to where Jesus speaks, where he answers us, where he teaches us how to pray. Why? They don't like the answer. Not the answers to our prayers, but rather the words of asking. Well, I mean, is that it? Just the Lord's Prayer? Yes, prayer is that simple. A child can do it and should. That is why we teach them the Lord's Prayer. Verse 2, and he said to them, "When you pray, say." And then at the right time, they just rattle it off. But all too often it is with little thought or meaning, as if it is some magical incantation that just needs words in the air and it's supposed to work somehow. It is not. And that's why we have explanations for each petition of the Lord's Prayer in our catechism. That is why Jesus explains prayer after teaching this prayer, because those words, you think about when you are praying. And yes, don't just say, don't just repeat the words as if you must, but do so with thought and an intent. You may have noticed that I don't always pray in the same way each time. You may have noticed that I will emphasize different parts, pause, change the rhythm. Also, we don't just rattle it off. That's why. Same with the creeds. I'm not intentionally tripping you up, but I am also intentionally tripping you up. Because I don't want it just to be rattled off. I want us to think about what we're doing. Because Jesus warns us of this. Matthew 15:8. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines human commands. I could tell you the history of the church about that. About what they thought if you could say so many instances of the Lord's Prayer, you got points. If you heard the words of the Lord's Supper, what they call the verba, if you heard that 10 times, you're more blessed than only hearing it once. You get grace from that somehow. That's what I'm talking about, these ideas. Yeah, it's magic. It's not magic, but that's what happens when we forget that we're supposed to know what we're saying and think about what we're saying when we're praying. In vain means not being involved. Thinking it really does not matter, that these things we do and say, well, just are. How many wives will ask, honey, did you even hear a word I was saying? Yes, dear, sure, dear, of course, dear. Same with church. Instead, engage your mind with concentration, with hearts and emotions, all of it, all of you. Therefore, I want men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands. All instructing us. Because Jesus instructed him. That's where he got his teaching, directly from Jesus. So he's teaching us what Jesus teaches about prayer, about what we're supposed to do in the church. And also rejoice, Paul says, rejoice always, pray constantly. Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why? Because God wants us to ask of him and loves to answer. Devil, that it all comes from somewhere else. And I mean daily stuff too. Where does your daily bread come from? The grocery store, right? The farmer? Your hard work? No, God's hard work and your little part that he allows you to play in his creation. We are so arrogant, as if we do much of anything. Not true. He supplies all we need our entire lives. And we do so little to acknowledge this. Think we are the ones who got us to where we are and the things we have. And then when we have need, when we fail, when life becomes hard, we don't turn to him, to the source of all things. Because we believe the lies of the devil in our own flesh. Yet who is still willing to help? To give even when... Who? He also said to them, Jesus also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I don't have anything to offer him. And he will answer from inside and say, don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children and I are gone to bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he won't get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his friend's shameless boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Bottom line, just to get rid of him. I want to go back to bed. So are you a friend of God? How about a child of the Most High? You, O baptized Christian, yes, are just that. More than a friend, a son and daughter. You're sons and daughters. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door. And the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So ask, pray, look to him every day of your lives. He is your Father because of Jesus. You have another last name. The family name of Jesus has been given to you in your adoption into his family. We are called Christian, of Christ, little Christs. Jesus is our big brother, and we are his siblings with God the Father as our Father. You say, prayer, our Father who art in heaven. Yes, as what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then who are evil, and let's just pause there a second. If you then who are evil, Jesus is not pulling any punches here. You who are, this shows that God gives even so. He knows who we are. He knows what we've done. He knows what we will be doing. But he still gives when we ask. If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And having the Holy Spirit is having everything. You may be asking for something else, but giving in the Holy Spirit is everything. That is why when we pray, Jesus says to say that prayer. And it is not as simplistic as you may think. We pray right. How can we go wrong if we pray this prayer? Other than praying it without any real sincerity. If that can be with any prayer, right? And then we have the prayer book, the song book of the Bible, the Psalms. Our intro is right out of the Psalms. Lots of our liturgy too. And the gradual, do we think about and engage in what we are saying, repeating? Hymns are from the Bible. And singing too is really just another form of prayer. St. Augustine of the 4th century said, "He who sings prays twice." So sing with all thought and emotion, loudly and fully. Do it, the Lord commands it. Then we have Luther's prayers from the Catechism also, and those in our hymnals that can help us to pray, to teach us to pray correctly. Prayer from the heart is fine. It should be always from the heart, but I'm talking about what people think of when they say prayer from the heart. Sometimes our prayers, when we are in the worst of places, are just crying. Come from deep, deep within. Good. Yet that is only one small part of what we are to pray and how we are to pray. We pray even for our enemies, even for those who don't ask or want our prayers. Yes, as what does James in his letter warn us of? What is the source of war? Your desire to do, you desire and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? So whoever wants to be the friend of the world becomes the enemy of God. So what do you pray for? When do you pray? For things you ought not to pray? What is that Janis Joplin song, right? Oh Lord, please give me a Mercedes Benz. Or that other song that states, if I only had $1 million, why not pray for your church? Pray for your neighbor who does not know Christ. Pray for this nation that it will repent and turn from much sin. For just us and ours, you and yours, we may not want to, well, we don't. I mean, I hear complaints about how long the church prayers are. But we do then need God's word to shape our prayer, teaching us his words, praying what he wants us to pray about. The prayer of the church each Sunday is formed around what the Bible tells us to pray for. It helps us to pray as the church for that which we would leave off in our daily prayers, like our president or our governor. They need our prayers. So don't complain about it. It's not too long. It covers all that God tells us to pray for, because we, me and you, will always seem to leave things out of our prayers. We do and we will. And this church prayer is not just for me to pray up there. It is not even of my design. I did not write it. It is right from our synod. Many of our churches are praying this at the same time. Think about that. With us each Sunday. That is a great thing to be a part of. And I am commanded to lead you as a congregation to pray and to pray for these things. So add your amen to it, please. Pray with me. Don't daydream. Hear and say, yes, amen, Lord. Let it be according to your will with each thing prayed for. It will go faster if you engage in it, listening and agreeing in it as to ask your Father in heaven for these things. You are commanded to do it. Do it. Jesus tells us, you did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. By his own choice, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. God has done this, and it's marvelous in his eyes and our eyes. Imagine that. We finally can see what is good and say it is so. Creation, Christmas, his perfect life, the cross, and then resurrection, all for us. He keeps giving, yes, even for sinners like me and you, until eternity is ours, yours. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.